Okay, so get this right. Today we're diving into the world of self-driving cars. But here's the twist. We're not focusing on the usual tech stuff, like the sensors and the AI and all that. We're talking about how these cars might communicate with us using something totally unexpected, temperature.
Now that's interesting. I mean, it's fascinating how this research paper is called Thermal Drive Towards Situation Awareness Over Thermal Feedback in Automated Driving Scenarios. And it really makes you rethink how we experience things, especially, well, think about being inside a vehicle.
Exactly. So imagine, right, you're cruising along, hands-free, totally relaxed, and suddenly the car needs to get your attention. Now, it could, beep loudly or flash a warning light, the usual stuff. But what if instead it sent a subtle stream of cold air onto your cheek?
Interesting.
That's the idea behind thermal drive.
And what's so clever about it is it uses a sense we don't normally think about when we're driving. I mean, think about it. Your eyes are on the road, you're listening to traffic, maybe some music, but touch, or more specifically, temperature, that's a whole other way to communicate.
It's like having a sixth sense almost. But why temperature? And what hot and cold specifically? I'm curious.
Well, so the researchers, they designed this really cool experiment, right? They set up a whole VR environment where people could experience, like, driving along this virtual mountain road. And get this, the VR headset itself could actually produce hot or cold sensations, like right on the driver's face.
Wait, hold on. A VR headset that can make you feel temperature? That's wild. Did it actually work?
That's the amazing part. It totally did. People could feel the changes. They understood what the cues meant. Cold meant one thing, hot meant another, all without ever having to take their eyes off this virtual road. But it gets even more interesting.
Okay, I'm hooked. Tell me more.
So they found that people much preferred the cold feedback. Not only that, but it seemed to actually make them trust the simulated self-driving system more.
Now that is really surprising. I mean, most people I know, they want their car nice and toasty, right? Not blasting them with cold air, especially while driving. So what's the deal with that? Why would cold be better?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? The researchers think it might have something to do with, like, our deeper associations with temperature, right? Like, heat often means there's a problem. Think about, touching a hot stove.
Ouch.
So maybe subconsciously getting hit with that hot air, it felt too much like a warning, and it actually created anxiety instead of trust.
That makes sense because if my car suddenly blasted me with hot air, I'd probably think something was on fire. But a cool breeze, that sounds, I don't know, almost refreshing.
And you see, this is where the research gets really interesting. It goes beyond just the technology itself, and it gets into, like, the psychology of how we react to things, A gentle, cool sensation, it might just be less intrusive. It can tell us what we need to know without that whole warning, wanting kind of vibe.
Interesting.
And you know what's really interesting about this? It goes beyond just, like, keeping drivers comfortable, right? Imagine this. You're driving down the road and your car senses that you're, drifting out of your lane, right? Instead of that, like, blaring alarm that most cars have, what if you just felt a, I don't know, a cooling sensation on the side you need to steer towards?
It's like the car is like gently nudging you back on track. That's so much better than those lane departure warnings that practically like shake your seat.
I know, right? Or picture this. You're approaching a construction zone, right? But instead of just seeing the sign, you feel this slight temperature shift on your skin. It's like you instinctively know something's up, even before your eyes fully process what's going on.
That's incredible. It's like it's enhancing our reflexes or something by like tapping into this other sense. But the research was specifically talking about level four autonomy, right? What exactly does that mean and why is it important here?
Yeah, you're right. That's a really important detail. Level four autonomy. It basically means that the car can drive itself, most of the time. But there are still going to be situations where a human needs to be ready to take over. And that's where this subtle communication using temperature, that becomes, well, absolutely critical,
So it's not just about making self-driving cars like more comfortable or anything. It's about making those moments when we have to take control as, I don't know, as smooth and stress-free as possible.
In fact, the study found that the people who experienced the cold feedback, they actually felt more in control, even when they knew they weren't actively driving in the simulation. It's like that cool touch. it somehow created the sense of trust and calmness.
Interesting.
Even though they were in a situation where, you know, normally they might feel a little anxious about letting the car do its thing.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. If the car's constantly, like, beeping at me or flashing lights in my face, I'm going to be on edge all the time. But if it can just, I don't know, communicate with me in this subtle way, it might make the whole experience much more enjoyable, you know?
Absolutely. And that's what I think is so exciting about this research. It's not just about avoiding information overload, right? It's about creating this more, well, harmonious relationship between us and these machines.
Right.
It's about designing technology that works with our natural instincts and responses instead of against them.
Yeah. So we're not just talking about making self-driving cars safer. We're talking about making them more, I don't know, more pleasant to actually be in, right? Less like a machine and more like, well, an extension of ourselves almost.
Exactly. And the really cool thing about this research is that it opens up so many possibilities beyond just self-driving cars, right?
Like what?
Well, imagine if your office chair could use temperature to, like, gently remind you to sit up straight.
Okay, yeah.
Or what if your smart home could adjust the temperature throughout the day to, you know, help you focus better or feel more energized?
Whoa, I hadn't even thought about those kinds of applications. It's like this whole other language we could use to communicate with the machines around us.
Right.
One that's, like, subtle but incredibly powerful at the same time.
And, you know, think about the possibilities in gaming. What if you could actually feel the heat of an explosion or, like, the chill of a snowy landscape? The potential here is just massive.
I know, right? It's like my mind is, like, buzzing with ideas now. This technology could totally revolutionize everything from, like, how we design our homes and workplaces to even how we interact with our phones and stuff.
Absolutely. And we're really just scratching the surface here, right? This research is just the first step. Who knows what other crazy innovations are going to come out of this?
It's pretty exciting stuff. Okay. I got to say, I'm getting a little carried away here with all the possibilities. Let's, like, take a step back for a sec and think about, you know, what it would actually take to make thermal drive a reality. Because, I mean, going from a research lab to an actual car on the road, there's got to be some challenges, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's a lot more complicated than just sticking a tiny air conditioner in the steering wheel, you know?
Right.
I mean, think about it. The researchers, they use this, like, custom-built VR setup, right?
Right.
But to actually integrate that kind of precise temperature control into, like, a real car's climate system, that's a whole other ballgame.
Yeah. No, I can see how that could get really tricky. I mean, you don't want people, like, getting blasted with freezing cold air in the middle of summer just because their car is trying to warn them about a pedestrian or something.
Exactly. And safety is, like, the number one priority, obviously. It's one thing to create a noticeable temperature change, but it has to be subtle, you know?
Right.
It has to be comfortable. And you have to think about, like, what feels pleasantly cool to one person might feel like a blizzard to someone else.
So we're talking personalization here, too. Like, the car would have to adapt to individual preferences.
Absolutely. Yeah, the ideal system wouldn't be one size fits all.
Right.
It would, like, learn your preferences over time.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you prefer a gentle warmth on your left side for those lane departure warnings, but I prefer a cool breeze on the right.
Who knows? There's so much potential for customization here.
It's kind of like how we personalize our phones these days, you know?
Exactly.
It's not just about whether the technology works, it's about whether it works for you in a way that feels, you know, intuitive and personal.
Exactly. And that's, I think, what's so cool about this whole area of research. It's not just about building a better self-driving car. It's about, like, rethinking this whole relationship we have with machines in general.
Yeah. It's about creating technology that adapts to us instead of us having to constantly adapt to it.
And who knows? Maybe this is just the beginning, right? Like, if we can use temperature to communicate with our cars, what other senses are out there just waiting to be explored? What if our homes could, like, respond to our moods with changes in lighting or even subtle scents? Or I don't know.
Yeah.
The possibilities are kind of endless.
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're really on the verge of this, like, whole new era of sensory technology. And thermal drive is a perfect example of how, like, thinking outside the box, or maybe in this case outside the traditional senses, can lead to these really groundbreaking innovations.
Totally. It's like that moment, you know, when black and white movies transition to color. It's like we might be at a similar turning point, but instead of just seeing the world differently, we're about to experience it in this whole new dimension.
Yeah, and that's what makes this research so thought-provoking, right?
Yeah.
It's not just about the what of thermal feedback. It's about the, you know, the what if of all the other possibilities that it opens up.
Exactly. Well said. So, as we wrap up this deep dive, I think the main thing to remember is this. Keep your eyes open, or maybe I should say, keep your senses sharp, because the future of technology, it might be closer than we think, and it might just feel a little bit cooler than we expect.
Or maybe even a bit warmer, depending on your preferences, right?
Touché. Well, hey, thanks for joining us on this exploration of thermal drive and the future of, you know, humans and machines and all that.
Yeah.
Until next time.